It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining us over the phone today, we have Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, it's great to get you back on the air today. Thank you again for making time for us on this Friday.
You're welcome. I love doing it.
Oh, we love hearing from you, that's for sure. And now, I think we got some very entertaining topics to talk about today. And I want to start first with one of your personal bills. You and I were going back and forth a little bit off of the cuff about this, and you were talking about a bill that involves car registration. And this is your personal bill.
Yes. I went through committee yesterday, the Transportation Committee, and this bill, the original bill, was to kind of rewrite the law, making it so you didn't have to have your car registration in your vehicle. If you get pulled over, or anybody that's a highway patrol or local sheriff, they can just pull up your information, and it'll say, this is who the car is registered to, that you have insurance, probably more than we even know that they will know. And in today's world, it just seems silly that we have to have this piece of paper in our car. I mean, I know mine's in my glove compartment, but you better be willing to stand there for a few minutes while I find it. And so I went in front of the committee, and they loved the bill so much, they just want to take that section of code and take it out. So in other words, we are taking a law off the books. I mean, how cool is that? So they moved on to the next item, which gives me the right to go back to my drafting attorney. We just change, in other words, we're just going to delete in line and title the whole section. And when we get that done, won't take very long. I just go back to the chairman of the committee, say I'm ready to go in front of that committee again. Obviously, they're going to approve it. Then it goes to the Senate. I don't think the Senate's going to have any issues with it. Well, once it goes through the floor. Sorry, I forgot we got that one little step. I have to take it to the floor, then to the Senate. But I think this is going to, I hope this is going to go through. So I was so surprised. I will have to tell you, I was so surprised when they said, why do we even have to have this bill? Let's just have it be gone. So I'm like, that works for me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
That's a win for you, to say the least, right?
Yes. Well, it'll be a win for all of us.
Sure. No, it will.
It'll just make our lives a little more simple, if that's possible.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Another bill that we have to talk about today involves fireworks.
Yes, you know, a number of years ago when I was first in, the fireworks lobbyists came, and they were very good at what they do, and we changed the laws as to how long fireworks could be out, be used during the 4th of July, the 24th, New Year's, Chinese New Year's. And there was an immediate backlash to that one because it was way too long. It was like a month. And so we changed that. And then now it's you've still got a substantial amount of time before the day and after the day. And last year when we had so many fires from fireworks, oh, my goodness, they've come back requesting to increase those days again. And so the bill decreases the days that you can use fireworks before and after specific holidays. And then it also increases the fine up to about, I think it's $1,000 if you do it outside of that time. And it also increases liability for people if they set fires. And so it's a pretty serious bill, and it's just starting in the House. Obviously, it's going to have to go through the Senate, but I'll keep you updated on that one because people love their fireworks, and this is going to change how you can do them, when you can do them, and obviously the fines that are associated with them.
So let me get this straight. The bill is actually decreasing the amount of time you could use fireworks in the summer around the 4th of July and the 24th. It's going to decrease the amount of time.
Yes.
And
yes.
Is it going to be a drastic decrease?
Well, it's going to go kind of back to what we used to have and where it's like 3 days before and 2 or 3 days after. It's not taking it away, but it's more back to what we've had for years. It's been the last 5 or 6 years that we've increased those days, and we've just found out it's just it's a real problem to have that many days. We have people with animals, and of course, in the bigger areas, we've got air pollution and fireworks do contribute to that, and so that's, and then of course the penalties. They decided some people just aren't paying attention, and so they've increased the penalties.
Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much again for taking out the time to join us and talk about a couple of bills. I know the first week is almost over for you. You're going to get a well-deserved break over Saturday and Sunday,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm coming home tonight, so I'm excited.
Well, Christine, we'll talk again next week. Again, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Jordan.
All right, that's another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.